Hey, today we have a couple of students, graduating seniors from the Atlantic High School that we wanted to visit with, talk a little bit about their future plans and where they've been, where they're going. And the first we're going to talk to is...
Colin Rudy.
Colin, tell us, introduce us to your family.
Yeah, so I have two parents, Chuck and Joe Rudy. I have an older brother, Colton Rudy, and a younger sister, Callie. My brother graduated 2 years ago, and my sister is a sophomore.
Okay, very good. Let's talk a little bit about coursework and things for you. What did you enjoy here at Atlantic?
Yeah, so Atlantic, I was able to enjoy a lot of classes. I was able to take, I was in honors math and basically advanced the year. I was also able to take the industrial tech classes offered here at Atlantic High School. I've taken drafting, tech and fab. Really enjoyed both of those, which led into also small engines. Those were fun. I've been able to join recently senior year journalism and band, and otherwise just enjoying classes like AP Chem or physics, being able to advance my understanding and then shooting for what I'm going to do in college, which would be engineering, hopefully to set myself up for success for that and enjoy that.
Okay, so when you started all that... And that was a lot. I was thinking, okay, here's a guy who's going to work with his hands for a living. Here's a guy who's really interested in those kinds of things and getting dirty and whatever else. And then all of a sudden you threw me a curveball and you're talking about some other things too. You got a wide range of things on your plate here in school.
Yeah, I really enjoy working with my hands in those tech classes as well as the more academic side like math, Calc 1, Calc 2, and physics and learning how the stuff technically works behind it as well as how it manually works on the end scale of things like in engineering. It would be figuring out how the operations of producing a product, but as well as individually based off the workers, what they would do, just increasing efficiency on a whole. But yeah, I just really enjoy general knowledge. And I've really enjoyed my time here at Atlantic High School.
I see you being a guy who probably would enjoy designing something, creating something, and then using that thing.
Yes, I do. I was able to do this in drafting. I was able to design my own 3D printed dice where I then laser engraved restaurant logos on local restaurants here in Atlantic, as well as a pencil holder for the weights teacher that looks like a easy curl bar weight rack. Those were fun projects I was able to do. Yeah. I was able to show those as a 4-H project as well.
Wow. All right. Nailed that one, didn't I? I got right on that one. Very good. What about teachers? Any teachers that kind of put you in the right direction?
Yeah, so I've had Mr. Best. He's the weights teacher here at Atlantic High School. He's also been a coach in football for me, and he's just really pushed me on the coaching side just to be a better person and then to work hard. And then into academics, Miss Hayden, she's really good at math. She's nearing towards her end of her time here at AHS, but we're happy that we've had her. And then Miss Polly, she's been working with us in chemistry. And then, mostly those teachers and just helping us with math. I like it that they'll actually sit down and help you. You just have to ask. All it takes is raising your hand and asking a question.
Excellent. Well, talk a little bit about the extracurricular activities that have kept you busy.
Yeah, so I've been involved in football, track, baseball. Beyond school, I've had been a part of the Southwest Iowa fishing team under Bob Harris. He started that. So we have fishing over the weekends, just bass fishing. I've joined band and journalism my senior year. Those are fun. NHS, just trying to be as active as I can, but hopefully not overloading myself.
So we save time asking you what haven't you done, probably. Any accomplishments that you're most proud of during your school time?
Probably mostly my performance in athletics and football. I was a all-state first-team defensive player, and in track I've made it to state the last 3 years running and just hoping to make it again. So track season's coming to an end again. And then fishing, I've done pretty well my years. I've been the overall high school junior champion of our club in kayak for 2 years, and I've qualified for the national and worlds tournament 3 times, just trying to enjoy and excel as much as I can in these areas. But yeah,
I tell you, young man, I'm exhausted just listening to all of this. That's a lot going on. So you've had to organize yourself pretty well then to be able to do all these things.
Yeah, I've been able to manage my time, and that's where family helps, just encouraging and helping to manage my time, taking me to these places. I can't say thank enough to my parents for taking me to all these activities and supporting me, watching me. Yeah, and my family, friends, they all help. They all do the same activities.
So what's next for you? Where will you be this fall?
Yeah, so I will be attending Iowa State University, where I will be studying. Currently, I'm in undecided engineering. I don't know what part of that I want to dive into. I'll probably decide after my first semester or the first year. All I know is I'm decent at math and science, and hopefully I can do something with that in the future.
Well, Iowa State's a solid engineering school. Is that why you chose that institution?
Yeah, I chose Iowa State because of their program in engineering, as well as my mom. She had attended Iowa State, and I know have some friends that have went there, and they all enjoy it. So I'm hoping to have fun and learn as much as I can and set myself up for a career, both in the military and afterward in a civilian career working engineering for most likely a company, or we'll see where it goes from there.
So you kind of have your future plotted out.
Yeah, I was able to receive an ROTC scholarship where I will study military science within college as well and engineering, and then afterward I will serve as an officer, and it's very likely I'm going to choose to be an engineering officer since I'm studying engineering, and then where I'll be able to use the skills I learned in Iowa State as well as what they teach me in the military science classes, as well as gain experience in the military within the engineering field. Sure. For then that would build my resume for a civilian career in engineering afterwards. So hopefully I'm set up for success here and have fun.
Yeah, you bet. Well, it's good to have a roadmap all put together already. Tell me about the eighth graders now as they get ready to start high school in the fall. What advice would you give them?
Yeah, so to the eighth graders, I would just say to have fun, be as active as possible, just enjoy it. If you don't really like something, I wouldn't recommend sticking through it, but put in the work. All it takes is effort, and you'll succeed. Just have fun, be nice. The real thing that matters is being a good person. You can have good grades, but if you're a horrible person, it's people remember that.
Yes, they do. Very good. Well, Colin, best of luck. Sounds like congratulations are already in order. You've accomplished a lot, but good luck in your future.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Okay, and next we have?
Margaret McCurdy.
Okay. Margaret, introduce us to your family.
I am the daughter of Ann and John McCurdy, and I am one of 4 children, Mary, Margaret, Johnny, and Lucy.
Okay, very good. Tell us about your school time now. What classes, what coursework did you enjoy?
Similarly to Colin, we've been involved in a lot of the same academic classes. Currently, I'm taking AP Government and AP Chemistry, but I've been involved in band all 4 years. Gosh, I've taken honors math as well, and lots of psychology courses and courses through Iowa Western as well.
Okay, very good. Talk a little bit about some of the teachers then, too. Who pointed you in the right direction?
I have to shout out Mr. Jared O'Donnell. I have taken his band class every single morning, every single year of high school, and also been involved in jazz band there. So I can't overlook him when, honestly, a majority of my day is spent in that hallway. But also Holly Esbeck, our government teacher. I've taken advanced placement government and advanced placement U.S. history with her as well. And those courses have just been really fun and informed my decision for a career.
Is there something about those teachers, other than the courses they teach, that makes them stand out for you?
They have a desire for excellence and continued interest in what they do. You can tell that they're passionate and they have the content knowledge, which just makes you engaged as well. I like to be inquisitive. I like to ask questions, and they're not afraid to answer them. So I really enjoy that, too.
Okay, very good. Is that attractive to you when you're picking out courses? Is the teachers, is that an important aspect for you when you're picking out the different courses you're going to take?
Definitely. It informs the rigor as well, and that has been one of the most important parts of my academic experience is what can I get out of this? How much can I do in this course? And so I've been lucky the last 2 years to pretty much only take college credit courses or advanced placement courses. So yes, the teachers do matter.
They really do. All right. What about extracurricular activities then for you?
Like Colin, everything under the sun. I'm involved in student council. I'm a class officer, but I'm also a drum major in band. I play tennis and I manage boys soccer. And outside of school, I do civic engagement on the state level. And I do FBLA and what else? I've been involved in choir and I do theater, jazz band, everything pretty much.
Folks at home can't see this, but when they're trying to outline all of the things that they do, the both of them, they're both looking at each other like, did I forget anything? Did I forget anything? Did you set out to be very busy?
Yes, I did, and I did forget something. I'm NHS president, too, and Colin's in that as well. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I like to be very busy. I like to be very involved. I like to be taking as many credits as I can as well.
Yeah, you bet. Any accomplishments for you that you're going to be most proud of when you look back at your high school time?
Yeah, another thing I forgot is probably my most important extracurricular, which is speech and debate. I've been involved in it all 4 years. My favorite accomplishment through that, other than coming this year and ending my time as a 9-time All-Stater and an 8-time national qualifier and 5-time state champion, was my freshman year. I ended my season with 3 state championships in a row. And I kind of felt like Beyonce at the Grammys, getting to hold all of my plaques at the end. So that was probably one of my favorite moments in high school.
Well, very good. You should be proud. Well, talk about the future then for you. Where will you be this fall?
I will be attending Grinnell College this fall to major in psychology with concentrations in neuroscience and policy studies. I'm really excited about that. Kind of like Colin's ROTC scholarship, they were not shy with financial aid. So I'm very excited to be continuing my education there, especially at an institution so focused on egalitarian and inquisitive involvement of students. After that, I plan to become a school psychologist, but I also love public policy and Iowa politics, so I can see myself being involved on that level as well.
Sure. At what point did you decide that that was a course of study that you wanted to pursue?
I've always loved psychology and sociology and studying how we can impact one another and how the world impacts us. And it's the perfect bridge between STEM and the humanities, which are both avenues that I like to explore. I think at points in my life, I've wanted to become a physician, and I've also wanted to become a lawyer. So I don't know, psychology is kind of like somewhere in the middle there. But also on a larger scale, that involvement in public policy is just going to be how I can continue to impact people. So honestly, it's about that. It's about legacy and impact.
Well, you've kind of outlined your future plans already, so let's just jump ahead and give the advice to the eighth graders. What would you want to tell them before they get started with their high school experience?
You really do only live once, and so your life should be about obligation to others. It should be about service, and you can do so many things in high school, so don't pigeonhole yourself or put yourself into a tiny little box. Any way that you can help other people is the way that you should be going.
Okay, very good. Good advice. Margaret, thank you so much. Margaret McCurdy, Colin Rudy, two of the top graduating seniors from Atlantic High School here for 2026. Thank you so much for the time.